Okay, thank you very much. Good morning to Riga. Well, the subject of my talk is remote participation functions planned for W7X. And many of these functions are, well, dictated by the fact that W7X will be a continuously operated machine. And the subject or the focus of my talk is not so much the underlying technology and hardware and software architecture, but the view of the external user. So I will give a short idea about the requirements we want to fulfill and the functionalities we will provide. So this is a use case diagram, and the focus of this is, as I said, the external user, who wants to participate remotely in our experiment. Some of the functions, namely a viewing of the system state of the experiment, signal monitoring and data browsing, will be available without very much, let's say, security issues. So without authentication, other functions like change of the experiment configuration, the editing of experimental scenarios and programs, and the editing of segment definitions, which I will explain later, and also communication with experiment leader will be subject to authentication. And also functions like data analysis, model simulation, and model service access will be subject to authentication. Okay, definitely not under consideration are the so-called remote control room. There will be no possibility to switch off remotely diagnostics or to switch on and off remotely diagnostics, and there will be no remote direct interaction on any hardware or diagnostics or machine parts. So authentication will be necessary for any kind of write functions to the systems, so this will be mandatory in any case, and only in rare cases we will need this for read functions, but mostly read functions will be functional without authentication. So let me now come to the details. First point is, first function is viewing the system state, so everybody who wants to participate remotely wants to have an information about the status of the experiment, a view into the sequence of the experiment program, which might be rather long sequence because the experiment is going to be running continuously. So these experiment sequences are, or experiment program sequences are rather long. And of course, you need an indication of the experiment progress as these program steps of the experiment program are scheduled, and a possibility for distributing messages from the experiment leader to the external participants. Signal monitoring will be provided visualization of measured data, but these data will be reduced to a rate appropriate for the internet. And in principle, the selection of signals or of data streams to be visualized is arbitrary, but they have to be prepared for that in advance before the experiment starts. As the experiment is running, it is only possible to select from this predefined list. And after the experiment has stopped, there you want to browse into your data. So there will be a browsing possibility for calendar time. Yeah, there are already some devices running in Greifswald 24 hours a day and for several months. So this is an important function. And then there's another browsing possibility to select streams of acquired and analyzed data and to navigate in, for example, in discharge time or in, let's say, in any other time scale. And of course, the data rate has to be reduced to a value that makes the function reasonable on the internet. So if the data rate is too high, you have to wait too long for the for the presentation. And we will have a replay function, so that you can, let's say, after the discharge has stopped, you will have a possibility to replay a discharge where all data channels are synchronized and some methods or some possibility for fast or slow motion. Now, functions with authentication. Well, directly at the experiment, there are some possibilities foreseen. Okay, authentication requires that you, as an external user, have a user account on W7X. And ways of interaction foreseen are a specification of monitor functions, for example, or the activation or deactivation of I/O functions, or for example, if some diagnostics gets broken or has a malfunction, then you can declare this or flag this in, from external as an external participant. A very important possibility for, let's say, scientific collaboration is the so-called editing of experiment scenarios. So experiment scenarios represent an abstract way of describing discharges by plasma properties. For example, B-field heating density. This is one of the one part of the scenario specification. And the other one is the requirements for the diagnostics, which are expected to participate in the experiment. And we will have an editing function where anybody from external can make proposals for experiment programs. And there will be a possibility, if there are many, many experimental programs awaiting, so there will be a voting possibility to decide which of the experiment programs are to be run on the, let's say, on the next experiment day. Okay, let me skip this. This is a more technical point. What we want, of course, is a communication possibility from external participants with the experiment leader. So what we wanted to install is a sort of whiteboard message systems where external participants can send messages to the experiment leader. Okay, so far the experiment. Now let me come to the computing possibilities or computing resources. I've divided this point into two subjects, data analysis and models and simulation, but many of these have common requirements and common functions. So there will be possibilities for code development, which means data analysis code. So specialized code for which contains physics models or something like that to perform data analysis. And the integration of these code pieces is done by a dedicated interface, which has been developed now and which is going to be language independent. Then there is another interface for database access, where we do not mean, let me say, our database does contain not only data, measured data, but also parameters from the experiment settings and geometry information, let's say sightlines, equilibria calculation results, electrical connections and logical connections, for example, the logical path from one detecting system to an ADC channel and all these things. Everything is contained in the database, so that the analysis code that is implemented on W7X has access to every information that is needed for data analysis by one uniform database. And there will be several access interfaces. So one is a native database interface. Then is another one based on XML. And of course, there will be also the possibility to do data access and data analysis by MDS Plus. And the results that are calculated by the external participants are fundamentally, in any case, all results are versioned, so that it is possible to compare by the data browsing facility mentioned just before. So the results of different versions can be compared directly. Okay, for distributed code development, there is presently a versioning system installed, and we will have some additional possibilities for project administration and for communication, so like wiki or something like that. And of course, the codes can also be run from external in Greifswald. And okay, down here, this means that we will have some that we will provide some possibilities to present physical models on as for example a web service. So anybody from external partners may use equilibria calculations, transport calculations, or what we have installed already is a code that calculates the ambipolar electric field just by some parameters which we have to send to this service. So there will be several of these services which can be used from external. Okay, let me come to the status. So up to now, we have developed many of these functions already, but as a start, only for local use. And up to now, we have no function available via the internet yet, but we are going to do this or to implement this in the near future. So what we are presently doing is setting up a subversion server for collaborative software development. So there's, for example, collaboration developing an analysis code for spectroscopic data with many partners, and this will be organized via such a subversion server. And at the beginning of the next year, we will provide a data browser which can be used via the internet. And up to now, we have no, let's say, relevant physics data yet, as the experiment is not yet completed. But anyway, if this tool is available, you may have a look into, let's say, more or less technical data which are already acquired here in Greifswald, and you may become more familiar with this tool. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you very much.